Did you do what I said? Did you tell her?
I did.
And what'd she say?
Thank you.
You're totally welcome. What'd she say?
She said, thank you. I said, I love you. And she said, thank you.
That's not right.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. Did you say you love her?
Yeah, what were you trying to get her to do?
What do I do now?
You play hard to get.
She already lives in London.
So you go to Tokyo.
Carla, forget it, okay? Forget it. You told her you love her. It's over.
It is not over. You're over.
What?
You know.
Okay. Good one.
It is not over because she's going to call you and tell you she loves you. And the reason why she couldn't is because her feelings were so strong that it scared her. Now you go home and you wait for her call. She could be calling you from the plane. Come on, now go, go.
Okay, okay. But if she doesn't call, it is definitely over. No, wait, wait. Unless eventually I call her, you know, to see what's going on. And she says she'll call me back, but then she doesn't. Then it's over.
Way to be strong, man.
Hey.
Hi. Hey. Listen, can we watch cartoons on your television? We need a porn break. We spent the last 2 hours watching In and Out and In Again.
Well, so why don't you just turn it off?
Because then we'd be the guys who turned off free porn.
Yeah, but that's not like what you'd go by.
Rach, look, I want to have a kid someday, okay? And someday that kid is going to ask me if I ever turned off free porn. I don't want to have to tell him that I did.
Did you ever ask your dad that?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, good. You're here. Okay.
Hi.
Hi. What you got there? Oh, this? Well, I'm glad you asked. Now, don't you hate it when you have to cut a tin can with an ordinary steak knife? Ah. Now, I know what you're thinking.
Pregnant woman slays four?
Phoebe, they didn't make you pay for those knives, did they?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Honey, you're not going to make enough money to help Frank and Alice just by selling knives.
No, no, I know that, but I just need to make enough money for the second part of my plan.
What's the second part of your plan?
My Saturn dealership.
Hello?
Ross.
Emily, hi. How was your flight?
It was dreadful.
I felt terrible about how I acted when you said those wonderful things.
No, no, that's all right. I'm just glad you called.
Ross, there's something that I've got to tell you.
There's someone else.
Does that mean the same thing in England as it does in America? She doesn't know which one of us she wants, me or this Colin guy. So I told her when she figures it out, give me a call. Maybe I'll still be around.
Okay, just so I know, when you say still around, you mean still around like you might be in a relationship or still around like you might have died waiting for the phone to ring?
Oh, but it was so right. This isn't how it was supposed to go. I mean, there can't be another guy.
Well.
Of course there's another guy! This is even more perfect! Now you have to prove your love.
I'm not proving anything, okay? I'm done listening to you. If I hadn't let you talk me into going to the airport in the first place, I never would have put my fist through the wall.
You put your fist through the wall?
No, I missed and hit the door. But it opened really hard.
You have to go to London.
What?
Yeah, you have to go fight for her.
Oh, yeah, sure. That makes sense. Yeah, because you already told her you loved her and she didn't say it back. Then she called you and told you there was another guy. So, yeah, go to London. That'll scare her.
When Rachel was with Paolo, what did you do?
I made fun of his accent.
You sat back and let him have her. You didn't fight at all, am I right?
I just told you I made fun of him behind his back. Oh, I see.
You want the same thing to happen with Emily?
No.
All right, then. Go fight for her. Whoa.
Yeah. It's like a snake pit.
I mean, that could be you and Emily. That, but nicer. Just go to London.
Really?
Come on, surprise her. Show up at her doorstep. Don't let her go without a fight.
All right. All right, I'm going to do it.
All right.
I'm gonna go to London, and I am going to fight for her.
Okay, good luck.
Ross, if you're going to the airport, can you pick me up another one of those Toblerone bars?
I'm going to open up my own massage place and Frank's going to help me. And we can work it around his schedule so he doesn't have to quit school.
That sounds great, but how are you going to be able to afford it?
Well, we were walking down the street and we saw that van that you guys used for catering and we realized
that I'm telling it! Okay, you know how people need transportation, but they also need massages to relax. So I just figured we could combine the two. Okay, I give the massages, and Frank drives. I can fix up the van, bolt a table in the back, and you know what I've got?
A place that no one will ever get out of alive?
No! Think about it. It's a taxi that people take when they need to relax.
It's a relaxy taxi!
The name was my favorite part!
Well, I came up with it!
You did not! Oh, no! You came up with relaxy cab!
Well, that's not good! Hello?
Hey.
Oh, my God! Ross, are you in England? Was Emily surprised?
No, because she hasn't come home yet. And she hasn't been home all night. She's obviously staying with that other guy. And I'm a stupid moron who spent the whole night outside her place.
What was that?
So I just put my fist through another wall. Tell the guys.
All right, when is the next flight out?
About 4 hours.
Okay, just stay there a couple more hours, and if she doesn't show up by then just come on home. Oh, because I just remembered, there's a girl at the restaurant that would be perfect for you.
Tell him about Relaxy Taxi, and ask him if he thinks that's better than Relaxy Cab.
It's not Relaxy Cab, it's Relaxy Cab, like Taxi Cab.
Oh, that is better.
Do you have any eights?
Nope. Are we in London?
What are you doing here? You can't be here.
I've come to talk to Ross.
What?
Nothing. No, nothing.
I was going to call him, but...
Oh, you came to tell him you love him. I knew it. I was right. I'm right, right?
I'd really rather talk to him. I've been to his apartment and he's not there, and I need to talk to him. So, do you have any idea where he is?
Ross, are you there? Ross, I don't know if you can hear this, but I'm going to talk anyway.
I'm in the States with your sister and your friends, and it's all over with Colin.
I came here to tell you that, and to tell you... What? Yes, Joey, you can have all the chocolate you want, just take it.
I came here to tell you that I love you.
I love you too. I'm gonna call you right now from the phone booth. You can't hear me.
I wish I could know if you'd heard any of that. I suppose I've just either told you that I love you or I've given my neighbours a good laugh. Mrs. Newman, if you're listening, bugger off. This is none of your business. I suppose there's not much chance you did hear that. And there's the call waiting, so I should go. Oh, well. Hello?
Hi.
Ross, I love you. Oh.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hey.
I was just at the bank, and there was this really hot teller, and she didn't ask me to go do it with her in the vault.
Same kind of thing happened to me. Woman pizza delivery guy comes over, gives me the pizza, takes the money, and leaves.
What, no, like, nice apartment, bet the bedrooms are huge?
Nothing!
You know what? We have to turn off the porn.
I think you're right.
All right, ready?
One,
two,
three. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's kind of a relief. You want to see if we still have it?
Yeah.
Free Island, we have a free party!
There's one, two, and three.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
I can't believe it.
I know.
I like the middle one the best. Don't worry, I won't let the other two know.